Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
Oh man. You know how you can say a thing and sound like you're a friend? And you know how you can kind of be like, I don't know, I'm not really connected to all of this. I don't really understand all of this stuff. Porn star and hush money payments and an alleged affair about my friend, former President Donald Trump. What you say now?
And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
It's not really my thing, but I'm going to say it. Twice. Not that time twice, but he did say it again later. Not yet presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. This is the first real swipe that I have heard him say against President Trump. And Trump has just been lighting him up left and right, right? He's been, you know, constantly attacking
Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, all of this stuff. It's so unseemly. It's such a seventh grade thing. Anyway, the setup, by the way, the prior comment was he was asked about the possibility of Trump getting indicted for these, you know, financial allegations related to, in part, the original was with the Stormy Daniels cover-up money. I did think Al Franken had a pretty good line about that. He said, so he paid her money to be quiet 7 years ago, $130,000, and it's the story we've been talking about nonstop ever since. Worst business deal ever. that's fair.
He got foreclosed on.
Yeah. So yesterday he was asked about this, right? And, you know, and there's a lot more to the story, but, you know, that's kind of the backdrop of all of this. And that's the kind of the one beginning nub of it all, that allegation and then the issue with the money and, you know, tax evasion allegations and all of this kind of stuff. Anyway, then you had this comment. This is the prior to what I just played for you from Governor DeSantis yesterday.
So I've seen rumors swirl. I have not seen any facts yet, and so I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. The Manhattan district attorney is a Soros-funded prosecutor. And so he, like other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. He has downgraded over 50% of the felonies to misdemeanors. He says he doesn't want to even have jail time for the vast, vast majority of crimes. And what we've seen in Manhattan is we've seen the crime rate go up, and we've seen citizens become less safe.
See, that's the right context. This isn't just about some misguided, politically motivated attack on former President Trump now that he's a declared candidate, okay, years after all of this nonsense. It's really in context of they're not doing their job about crime, basic crime, and yet they're wasting time on this. Why? Because it's politically advantageous to them. They think, you know, DAs are elected, and this is, he thinks, to his advantage electorally. And it probably is in New York, which is sad because prosecutions ought to be conducted on the basis of the law and good balancing and triaging and use of resources, not based on making headlines and managing to, you know, generate fundraising and then generate support because you can be known as the guy who indicted Trump the first time a sitting or a former president has been indicted. So then you had the comment about the I don't know anything about the paying of the hush money. But the point is, he was first defending Trump by attacking the DA for this politically motivated decision. And then he went on to say,
but what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda. and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong.
Yeah, and what most Trump supporters view this as is, you know, impeachment slash Trump dossier slash, you know, the 18th try. You know, anything you can do to abuse the legal system against the president, former president, because you don't want him to be president again. And that's why commentators have said pretty consistently that this doesn't hurt Trump, it helps him. Which, of course, starts to raise the question of whether there's actually an indictment pending or not. It looks at this point like there's not, even though Trump did say it in all caps. But, you know, did Trump do this because he knows that it's useful to him politically to generate support for him, even to have the rumor of an indictment, right, as opposed to an actual one? 716 here on News Radio 92.3. I'll let Governor DeSantis finish up his comments here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives first.
Bad car accident. Muskogee Road at Jack's Branch in that area is shut down right now. Again, Muskogee and Jack's Branch is shut down right now after a bad accident in Cantonment this morning. Traffic southbound Woodbine still backed up. Traffic tips you can still text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to Governor DeSantis talking about the, you know, Soros-backed slash problematic DAs, prosecutors who ignore crime and make bad decisions to hurt their people.
I also think it's important to point out when you're talking about these Soros-funded prosecutors, yes, they may do a high-profile politicized prosecution, and that's bad, but the real victims are ordinary New Yorkers, ordinary Americans in all these different jurisdictions that they get victimized every day because of the reckless political agenda that these Soros DAs bring to their job. They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people.
And we saw this happen here in Florida, right, where he removed somebody for their ideological opposition to enforcing the laws of the state of Florida.
These Soros district attorneys are a menace to society, and I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one from office during my tenure.
But on the basic issue of whether he's going to get involved in the Trump, because some people have said DeSantis, even though he said this was wrong, this persecution of Trump, he says, you know, but he didn't really come out swinging. OK, and some people have said, hey, you ought to really come out swinging. I think based on the things that former President Trump has been saying about DeSantis, it's a bit much to say that DeSantis ought to be rushing to his defense. You know, Trump has made his bed with regards to the possibility of running against Ron DeSantis in the election. Don't come, you know, begging for support now, and don't have other people begging for support now. You've created the situation. If he just hadn't been so sharp in his criticism of DeSantis, who's not even declared, right? But I think we all expect that. Anyway, here's the final comment that he had.
We are not involved in this, won't be involved in this. I have no interest in getting involved in some type of manufactured circus by some Soros DA, okay? He's trying to do a political spectacle. He's trying to virtue signal for his base. I've got real issues I got to deal with here in the state of Florida. We're obviously shutting down CBDC, which is important. We've got so many things pending in front of the legislature. I've got to spend my time on issues that actually matter to people. I can't spend my time worrying about things of that nature. So we're not going to be involved in it in any way. I'm fighting for Floridians, and I'm fighting back against Biden. That's what I do every single day.
I will say he passed up a third opportunity to say, I don't have time to worry about hush money payment allegations to porn stars. He didn't say it a third time, you know,
he's
only
not
twice.
McKay snarky. Right. He's just
DeSantis snarky. That's exactly right. And by the way, somebody texted me and I was thinking the same thing. It does raise the question of whether DAs, or in our case, state attorneys, you know, ought to be appointed rather than elected. Because if they were appointed, they wouldn't be as subject to the need to, you know, show that they were doing something about a particular problem or a particular high profile or whatever. I mean, somebody somewhere has to get elected in order to make the appointments. I am not sure that I agree with that assessment. Again, if you're going to trust the voters to elect the politicians to appoint the state attorneys, for example, in Florida, why wouldn't you trust the people to elect the state attorneys in the state of Florida? Somebody's got to be accountable for it, and maybe the most accountability is where, you know, you're not electing a politician with a broad spectrum of concerns, that one of which would be their appointments to the state attorney, but instead you're electing the state attorney. directly based on your assessment of their ability to execute the laws. And so I'm not sure I buy that argument, but I understand certainly that argument's been made. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you've got a house you're thinking about selling, you know, thinking about moving, upgrading, whatever the case may be, or you had investment property trying to decide is now the right time or not, hey, Christina Leavenworth. You know, she is fantastic at figuring out what's going on in the market right now, short-term, long-term, future. You know, how long will it take to move your house? What kind of price can they set it at? What kind of price can they get? And even though the market is significantly cooled compared to even just a year ago, they're still getting one-day offers. They're still getting offers above list price. They're still making that happen because she really knows. Like, she gets hired to go teach other realtors how to do what she does. And she's just great at it. In fact, she told me, you know, one of the differences, it's not the lack of knowledge of how to, although sometimes, okay, they do have pretty good knowledge. It's just they don't do it. And I do it. I do all the little things that everybody kind of knows you're supposed to do. I just do it and it works because she cares. And she takes each home like it's her own, the way she kind of thinks about it. So over 200 homes sold last year. Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158, 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Winning at life is a scriptural concept. Run that you may obtain speaks of winning. Run in such a way that you avoid being a castaway. We should run like Paul, not Demas. Paul fought a good fight, finished his course, and kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. However, Demas forsook his friend and his faith, having loved this present world. Paul was a winner, but Demas was a castaway. So what's the key to winning at life? The Bible says it's temperance, self-control. It's not asceticism, religious self-effort, but it is spirit-enabled self-control. Temperance is a fruit of the spirit. It's allowing your position in Christ to determine your pursuits. So avoid being a castaway by biblically regulating each area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally. Control yourself for God's glory. Spirit-filled self-control is the key to winning at life.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Afternoons at 1. After Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruka, all right. I'll get you one before the day's out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Time to rise has been engaged. Your better best to rearrange.
I feel like that every time I go to the Baskin-Robbins. I want a Baskin-Robbins now!
Mommy!
Daddy! 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden has issued his first veto. The president rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG. Apparently, there will not be a curfew in Miami Beach next weekend, but they are going to be restricting sales of alcohol. A curfew was issued this last Sunday night after there were two shooting deaths over the weekend. They held a special meeting yesterday. They rejected the additional curfew for next weekend, but did agree to cut off liquor sales at 6 p.m. And Papa John's Pizza is being accused of violating the Americans with Disabilities Act after firing a blind man before he could even start working. The EEOC says this man was hired to work in a location in Athens, Georgia, and was told apparently it wouldn't be a problem if he brought a service dog to work with him. However, the pizza chain later terminated the man's employment after he filed paperwork. According to the EEOC, the committee determined that having a service animal in the kitchen would pose a health and safety risk.
You would think. Also, I'm trying to imagine under what circumstances somebody with that level of a sight disability would be able to work in a fast food
right.
pizza place.
Excuse me?
Go on.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe as cashier.
No. Washing dishes. I have a friend named Parker who is blind, works with Independence for the Blind.
Domino's has dishes?
It's not Domino's. It's
or Papa John's, I mean?
Papa John's would. They have the things that you cook it in.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the everything that you cook it in. And he washes dishes over at Skye's.
All right.
Fair. Yeah. So, because I was like, are you making the pizza, Parker? What
yeah, no,
doing?
They're right.
I had the same question,
and
man.
And I'm sure people are like, well, the delivery's better. Well, okay, but that's not
obviously
the job.
No, that was my first thought, too. And then I remembered Parker.
It's kind of a weird situation. I can see both sides on it, but yeah.
Plus, how's that dog not eating all the pizza?
And,
you know what I mean?
That's a well-trained dog.
Yeah, I would not trust my dog in a kitchen, I'll tell you that.
And also, only, and I say this because, you know, just having recently hosted the Eyeball for for Sight, for Independence for the Blind, Northwest Florida, they find jobs for all kinds of people with
sight
disabilities. And you'd be amazed at some of the stuff that can be done. So I don't want to, and certainly not disparaging that. It really is amazing.
No, it is mind-blowing. I found out about that organization because my ex-husband taught drums, and it was a guy that was blind.
Oh,
and I was like,
okay, right.
Wow, okay. You know, it's just mind-blowing what they do.
Kind of because we're on this.
Thanks, David.
I don't think it was necessarily intended this way, but one of the things at the Eyeball that struck me the most was you had a, you know, highly sight disabled person who did a like a interpretive dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't that awesome?
Which, you know, first of all, that's difficult. Okay. Well, you know,
it's difficult.
I'm
anyway.
Bad enough at dancing and I can see just fine. Here's somebody who, you know, can only barely or not even at all see, right? Highly sight impaired, and she's dancing. But that's not what caught me about it. What caught me about it is dance is a purely visual performance. And here you have a blind person crafting and practicing and putting on a purely visual performance that she could never see. And if somebody else did, would not be, right? I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
That's impressive.
And that's some of the beauty of Independence for the Blind and everything
really,
they do in this community.
Wonderful. 728 here on News Radio 92.3. Fort Pickett is going to get its name changed this week. First base name change under the new Army's wokeism or anti, you know, associate with Confederatism, whichever you prefer to talk about it as. There are going to be several others that are going to get name changes, Fort Bragg, Fort Hood. It's not clear when they're going to be changed, but maybe this year. And it's kind of interesting because Fort Pickett is going to get renamed, redesignated as Fort Barfoot on Friday, honoring Colonel Van T. Barfoot, a World War II Medal of Honor recipient with Virginia ties. Barfoot enlisted in 1940, later earned his Medal of Honor through heroic actions during an assault in Italy in 44. He was a technical sergeant. And he crawled toward a German machine gun position that was pinning down his unit, threw a grenade, killed two Germans, injuring an additional three, moved to another machine gun position, killed two more Germans, took three prisoners, prompting the final enemy machine gun team to surrender. He took 17 prisoners in that incident. One dude took 17 prisoners. And then later the Germans launched a counterattack against his platoon and facing off against multiple enemy tanks. And German tanks in World War II were not easy targets. Fired a bazooka at one, disabling it, killing the crew. Grabbed two wounded American soldiers, carried them to a safe position a mile away. 1,700 yards here, but that's a mile, okay? Served in Korea, served in Vietnam, retired in 70, and died in 2012 at the age of 92. So, you know, and Pickens, on the other hand, on the other hand, is mostly named for a guy with this crazy failed charge, the Pickett charge. You know, like it's... if you're going to get upset about the renaming of a base, this probably isn't the one.
This probably
isn't the hill to camp and place your flag on over this one in particular, just because. And by the way, that's been my observation across the board, is even though I don't like renaming, I don't favor renaming, I don't like sanitizing history, but generally the picks for the new honorees are like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like,
of
these
course.
Guys deserve to have bases named after them. You know, they just don't. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Scambie Sheriff Chip Simmons. David, what do you have coming up in your news, sir?
We'll have the latest on the agreement with Charter Schools USA. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. If former President Trump is arrested in New York over hush money payments before the 2016 election, it would not be until next week, a law enforcement source tells Fox. Trump on Truth Social.
Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them, and they know it very strongly.
Grand jury hears more testimony tomorrow. There have been meetings about security arrangements if there's an indictment and arrest. A three-day school strike starts today in Los Angeles.
30,000 workers demanding a 30% pay hike, plus an additional $2 an hour in, quote, equity adjustments. The bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, and other staffers also want more full-time work, equitable health care, and increased staffing levels.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Negotiations started 11 months ago. The World Baseball Classic Finals tonight, Team USA versus Japan. Japan beat Mexico to advance. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31. It's News Radio 92.3. A little bit chilly this morning, 47 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Some new details after Sunday night's deadly shooting in Navarre. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says the shooting victim has been identified as 24-year-old Colby Vinson. Vinson was found dead on Sunday night at the Cayo Grande Apartments in Navarre Parkway. Investigators say so far there's no suspects, but they don't believe the shooting was a random act. State of Florida says there's $21 million available to promote responsible fatherhood.
The Department of Children and Family says three grant opportunities are now open to community-based nonprofits. They'll target areas including employment assistance, managing child support obligations, co-parents collaboration, and assisting at-risk middle and high school students in developing economic, social, and emotional skills. The DCF points to evidence showing that children with involved fathers are at lower risk for poor childhood outcomes. Nonprofits can apply now through the state's vendor information portal.
And that's News Radio's Joe Ford. Well, when it comes to that proposed charter school agreement for Warrington Middle School, Escambia school district leaders say right now they're just playing the waiting game.
The looming date is May 1st. That is when we are supposed to have everything signed and sealed and ready to go. So that is a concern because that's coming quickly.
Superintendent Tim Smith tells the school board that despite multiple conversations with Charter School USA over the last month, the district still doesn't know a whole lot about what that application will look like or even if it's going to be done in time. Smith says he's scheduled a video call with Charter School USA to try to speed things up. A Georgia man found himself in jail after a traffic stop in Walton County this week. Deputies there say they found a stolen handgun and a Scrooge McDuck backpack filled with marijuana. 19-year-old Carlos Graves was arrested after a traffic stop on Highway 30A. Walton County deputies say he was driving 65 in a 25 zone. When he got pulled over, deputies could smell marijuana in the vehicle. Graves apparently showed deputies one bag of marijuana that was on the floorboard. Then when they searched the vehicle, they found a Scrooge McDuck backpack filled with 300 grams of marijuana. Also had a stolen handgun in it. Graves is charged with possession of a weapon while committing a felony, intent to sell marijuana, and dealing in stolen property. He's being held with no bond in the Walton County Jail right now. A Gulf Breeze attorney has been appointed to serve on the First Judicial Circuit Court. Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Stephen Warwick. He's served as a partner at Brooks, Warwick & Associates since 2008. He'll fill the vacancy of Judge Mary Polson, who recently retired. And the stage is set for the World Baseball Classic Final. The U.S. will be taking on Japan tonight. The game will be played in Miami. Japan defeated Mexico in the semifinals on Monday night. The U.S. looking to defend its WBC title. They won the last championship in 2017. Japan, though, hoping to claim their third title in the fifth ever classic. It is 7:34 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Bad accident. Muskogee and Jack's Branch Road. Now, that is shut down after a multi-car accident in Cantoma this morning. Muskogee and Jack's Branch shut down. Traffic southbound Woodbine still backed up. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Another chilly start to the day with temperatures warming up in the afternoon near 65 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, not getting nearly as chilly with lows in the 50s, 52 degrees. For Wednesday, we will warm up, plenty of sunshine, high near 73. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 61. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 47 degrees. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola, 48 in Gulf Breeze, and 36 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Fanatics will replace Adidas as the official uniform supplier for the NHL, starting with the 2024-25 season. The 10-year deal marks a deepening of the company's relationship with the NHL and the first time Fanatics branding will appear on official player uniforms in pro sports. Terms of the deal were not immediately available. Fanatics runs the NHL's e-commerce site with more than 90 million customers worldwide. Since 2018, the company's also produced the league's performance and training apparel in addition to all headwear for players and coaches. Federal officials have announced $197 million in grants to help more than 100 communities and tribes across the nation become more resilient to wildfire. The more than 90 grants are intended to help the communities become safer and lower their wildfire risk through programs such as planning, training, and reducing available fuels on land in wildfire-prone areas. On Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Cap Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. It's 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. Happy Tuesday. It's cold. it is cold. Joining us, we have Chip Simmons, the sheriff for Escambia County. Sheriff, welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are
good
you?
Good to have you. Oh, you're still laughing at that story, aren't you? I told him a story off the air I'm not going to tell on the air. And no, I'm not going to tell you what it is, period. End of story. Anyway, I wanted to start off with this. You guys did your cold case symposium last week. How did it go?
It went very well. I talked to those of us
at the sheriff's office that participated. I went down there and had a conversation with a number of the people. A lot of them I knew, you know, that throughout the years, and they all said, "Hey, it went very well." You know, we're there's some things to follow up on, and there's certainly some potential to eventually crack some of these cases, or at least make a lot of headway in those cases. And that's really why we do it. I don't know that I expected us to solve all four cases in 2 days. But what we did want is this different perspective and you know, this feeling that you're doing all you can for the families of the victims.
And look, even if you don't solve one or two or all, sending the message that we never forget homicides and sending the message to the family that we are still working and we still care, I mean, those are important public safety messages as well, even if nothing comes. And if something comes of it, then, you know, fantastic. You guys have also the gun violence roundtable that you had coordinated. You guys have picked a location to focus on. Is that right?
Yeah, if you recall, we've had two separate roundtables. The first was brought on because we had a little spree of gun violence that we were working in, Pensacola Police Department we're working. And so I said, let's just get together and talk about what we can do. And so I kind of gave them the state of the criminal crime statistics here in Escambia County. And then we talked about what each elected official and each group can do. And then we had another meeting to, again, get some citizen input. And now we're at the point where, hey, if we can all do individual things, let's pick a location as a template to maybe see what works and what doesn't work, and then we can try that in other places. So we've centered on a geographical area around Brownsville. The area is pretty much half in the city limits and half in the county,
okay,
so that we can kind of use that synergy that we can all work together. We have FPL, we have the religious community, we have a number of people, and we're going to kind of discuss that at our next roundtable.
So pick a spot, work on improving the conditions in that spot, and see if we can't, you know, build a pattern basically, right, for success that we can export to other parts of the area, and, you know, maybe do something that's going to work, right?
Well, yeah, the hope is that, you know, you push the car and you hope that momentum, you know, kind of sticks around a little bit, and with this Brownsville area, and then again take pieces of that or all of that to a different area, whether it's in the city of Pensacola, out in the county, and you know, do something.
Try you know, something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I support it. A couple of events that have taken place in the last week or so. One was on Finley Drive. There was a standoff on Friday.
Yeah, a lot of people were out there. What happened was an individual had gotten into a domestic situation, domestic dispute, and fired a gun during that dispute. So what we had was an aggravated assault with a firearm. And so we get an arrest warrant, and then we try to get him to come out, and he won't come out. So, obviously there was a gun involved, and we knew that. So the SWAT team was called in, and these are professionals that train for this sort of thing. For about 2.5 hours, we used a bullhorn, just like you would see on TV. Please come out. Please come out. We have we need you to come out with your hands up. Ultimately, it didn't come out, and so SWAT takes it to the next level. And the next level in this situation, while not giving away elements of surprise that we might use in future SWAT call-outs, we deployed some gas, and we called him out again, deployed gas, called him out again 4 times, and finally he did have a firearm. He did fire his firearm from inside the house or the home that he was at towards our, where the location where our deputies were. We returned fire, and then he immediately surrendered. No one was hit, fortunately. And he was taken to, for an evaluation. So that's the situation as it was. We're still evaluating whether we bring additional charges based on his firing at our deputies and what charges. And we're going to talk to the state attorney's office, talk to our own staff, and see if that's prudent in this particular case.
And you mentioned something compared to on TV, and one of the things that you and I have talked about this many times, and Mike Wood, we've talked about this many times, but the picture people have of SWAT is, get in there, negotiate for a little while, and prepare to breach.
Right.
But the reality is that the vast majority of what SWAT does is avoid conflict, de-escalate. When no shots are fired and nobody has to kick in a door and you can get somebody to come out and surrender safely, if that takes a half hour or 16 hours, that's a win.
Yeah, and again, it just depends on each individual situation. Our SWAT team is certainly ready to do that. To
absolutely,
do just that.
We're
prepared to, to use gas. We're prepared to open a door with force if we need to. We have what we call a bearcat or an armored personnel carrier we had out there. And we're very much capable of doing that. But as you mentioned, what we really want, and a lot of what the SWAT team does is negotiate. It's mm-hmm. actually the negotiations team works with SWAT, and they do the negotiation. But I drove up there, and you could hear clearly from blocks away the bullhorn. Please come out. You know, we're begging you to come out. We had members of the family there, and sometimes we use them to try to call and talk to the individual that's in there, because what we want is a peaceful resolution. We don't always get a peaceful resolution. Right. Sometimes we have a situation where we need to go ahead and go in, especially if you have a weapon, and particularly if you have fired that weapon at law enforcement or family members. This is a situation where we're probably not going to wait the 16 hours that you talked about.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and go in there, because for all we know, the individual is asleep or had harmed himself. So in this situation, the decision was made, to go ahead and breach the door. And again, I'm not giving away any secrets of the SWAT
right.
team. Everyone knows what we can, or they should know what we're capable of doing. And so hopefully, if someone's inclined to engage with law enforcement and a SWAT team shows up, we're not likely to just go away. So please just give up in that scenario.
And I'll say, you've said it twice, not giving stuff away. I happen to see a demonstration of SWAT capabilities, not with your agency particularly, but I was watching, I'm a news guy, okay? So I'm
right.
shooting video, and I get all done, and they showed me some stuff that I had never seen before. And so I went to the guy and I said, can I share that with people? He's like, it's best you don't. And I'm like, fine. My job is to protect your ability to do that job,
right.
as opposed to just show people something that might give a criminal a tip on how they should, protect against, defend against, because that's not helpful, not helpful for anything.
Yeah, and again, well, I don't want to give away specific secrets, but the thing is, I think the residents of Escambia County need to know that they have a capable sheriff's office. They have a very capable SWAT team. That
right.
some of the tax dollars that they pay are going towards these specialized weapons, tear gas, and this the RAM that we have, and we have a thing we call the Rook, and it's a little tractor type thing that's mm-hmm. enclosed, and we can use that. We have a number of different things, and I think it's important for us to let our citizens know that your tax dollars are being used in a prudent manner, and we have some capabilities that while we don't want to do it, we certainly are capable and at many times willing to do that.
And a sheriff who once upon a time did some of these things
used
himself.
To, yeah, my knee's still sore from the doors I've kicked in from either narcotics or SWAT. And my hearing's not as good as it used to be.
Well, there's reasons, right? Yeah. We're talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons. Hang on for just a second, Sheriff. Let's get Canyon here with a traffic report.
All right. It looks like eastbound 10 is backed up. Again, this is past the Car City exit. That is to say, it looks like there is an accident on the other side of it, and it's backed up almost to Pine Forest. So certainly caution there. Cody and Olive showing a roadblock after an accident this morning. And Muskogee Road at Jack's Branch is still shut down after a multi-car accident in Cantonment. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for no hassle estimate. It's 250-3756 for Executive Landscaping. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. We did get a text in here. Somebody says, I love the message to the bad guys about the cold case symposium. We never stop looking for you, and you will be arrested. Sheriff Simmons, one of the other incidents happened last week was we had a threat with a shotgun at a mobile home park.
Another kind of a domestic type situation we had. We got reports of shots fired at Parrott's Mobile Home Park on Mobile Highway. We get there and we determine that the suspect and a woman were outside drinking alcohol when they got in an argument. A woman said that he punched her in the face, pointed a shotgun at her, and threatened to shoot. Then he allegedly fired a shot into the front yard near her vehicle. So we get there and notice that there are some injuries to her, and we end up arresting him with the aggravated assault, battery, and firing a weapon and anger, pretty
yeah.
much. So yeah, these are, we've had a couple of these domestic type disputes. It probably bears mentioning, we talk a lot about the homicide rates and such, and I talk about 2/3 of them are drug related, stealing money or stealing drugs, but 1/3 of them are domestic related. I guess my message would be, if you're involved in a situation that escalates to violence and you're in that, there are people that can help you. You need
right.
to get out of that, because that can escalate. I'm not saying they all escalate. I'm no expert in the field, but I can tell you that the cases that we tend to go on, there were indicators months and sometimes
this isn't
years
usually the first.
Before that. So
yeah.
That's, again, if we're talking about reducing homicides, then we can't lose sight of the fact that a lot of these are domestic related.
Absolutely. Last thing I wanted to ask you about is I don't know if you saw this report, but the Uvalde, the police there, their argument now is they didn't go into the classroom because the gunman had an AR-15 and they didn't feel like they had the appropriate gear or weaponry to, you know, take care of him safely. I hear that and I cannot not hear that as we're just going to let kids be shot in the classroom and we're not going to go in. But, you know, I don't know how to make any sense of that, but you tell me, you're the professional.
Well, I mean, that's I think that's ridiculous. I think if you look at some of the cases in the past, the Columbine and you know Parkland, you understand that you've got to be prepared if you have a school in your jurisdiction. I know that we all have long guns and we all have other things that we can use. I told our guys, I said, if you have to run the car through the front door to stop someone, then do so. You've got to make that stop. You can always make that excuse that, oh, we thought we were going to be outgunned, you know, and I'm not necessarily buying it. If that's the case, as I understand that case, there was this individual was out front for an hour, maybe longer, out front of the school itself. And so there was a lot of problems with this thing from the very beginning. But if you're a law enforcement officer, we didn't stop going to NAS Pensacola during the terrorist attack because we thought this individual had a long gun. In fact, if you listen to the radio broadcast, the reports are that he did have an AR-type weapon, and a lot of our responding deputies did not have one, you know, on them whenever they got out of their cruiser cars. Ultimately, we did bring the bigger firepower there as the shooting continued. My point is, you're a law enforcement officer. You've got to act. You've got to protect our children.
And as I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Sergeant Hoyland actually took the AR from the fellow officer because he knew he was, you know, and the fellow officer went with his sidearm, if I remember correctly, and the three that went in the front.
Yeah, there were a number of deputies that exchanged gunfire
Of not everybody was equipped, but they all went
right.
In.
Yeah. Well, again, you got to go in.
Yeah.
You have to park your car, and at one point you've got to run to the threat, and that's what we expect. That's what we train, and that's what we did at NAS. And
absolutely.
And for another, you know, fellow law enforcement officer, I use the term loosely, saying that they didn't want to go in because they felt like they were outgunned. That's not going to be good enough for me.
Well, I held off saying it earlier.
I think it said the same thing at Parkland. I think that
the
officer there
watching
said
the guy
that he
not
was
go
hiding
in.
Behind just, a wall because he felt that way. But you've got to do something. How can you stand by and hearing the gunshots and the screams and live with yourself with that?
Amen. So I appreciate the way we train here, and I appreciate the message that we have here. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff, as always, sir, thanks for what you do. Thanks for keeping us safe and for spending some time telling us what's going on in the community. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
752 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
From the lineup of crossovers and SUVs at Beadmore Imports, will you choose price or a competitive finance rate? Well, how about you choose both? That's right, the 2023 VW Tiguan S with driver's assist package and third row seating is now from $29,352 and with an available APR of 4.9% for 60 months. The Taos SE from $30,996 and now available with 4.9% financing for 60 months. And the biggest SUV of them all, the Atlas SE with technology from $42,632 and a finance rate of 4.9% for 72 months. So with price, financing, and selection, the only thing you need to decide is when you'll be stopping by Piedmore Imports to drive your new VW. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before tax, tax title, and dealer fee. Special APR rate for qualifying credit. New VCI. See dealer for details.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
We've all heard the saying, they don't make things like they used to. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Fact is, new air conditioning systems are so much better than systems made just a few years ago. Our systems are more efficient and are more environmentally friendly and run so quiet you can hardly hear them. And our new systems are so much better at controlling indoor humidity in your home. And that's especially important in our area. Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act passed by Congress last year, most high-efficiency systems even qualify for an income tax credit. Give us a call to find out more. We're just a phone call away. Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
You have an unusual problem, Jane. You obviously want me dead. And I'm less and less concerned of your well-being.
Man, Mr. and Mrs. Smith is like a genuinely great movie.
I haven't seen it. That's the Angelina Jolie Brad Pitt movie. I haven't seen it since it came out because, of course, she broke up their marriage.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that.
I know.
Oh, man. 7:55 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. A couple of accidents to certainly watch out for. One is Cody and Olive Road in Pensacola. Vehicle crash showing a roadblock. That's Cody and Olive. And, of course, that's backed up. Davis and Scenic showing an accident. It looks like, but not showing a roadblock. I'm still showing that it is pretty busy over at Muskogee Road and Jack's Branch. And it was shut down earlier due to a multi-car accident in Cantonment. Now, I think that has been moved out of the way, but it still looks slow. Certainly, if you know different, let us know. And then that's traffic on the 5. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Schools are going to be closed today in California's biggest school district. 65,000 employees in the Los Angeles Unified School District walked off the job after last-ditch efforts to negotiate and avoid a strike fell through yesterday. The stage is set for the World Baseball Classic Final. The United States will be taking on Japan tonight in Miami. Japan defeated Mexico in the semifinals last night. And Florida Supreme Court Judge Ricky Polston announced he's planning to resign at the end of the month. The 67-year-old judge has been on the state's Supreme Court for 14 years. He didn't give a reason for his decision. Governor DeSantis will be appointing a replacement.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 437-1620, 437-1620. You know, if you're 40s and 50s, probably, possibly 60s, and you're noticing your parents, that your parents or one of your parents has sort of changed recently, you know, might be forgetting things, might be struggling a little bit to get things done, you know, is hard time cooking, cleaning, bathing, dressing, what they call activities of daily living, especially if you're helping a lot and it's starting to get too much for you. Listen, I know that people are very reluctant to consider, you know, anything that you feel like might hinder their independence, but that's actually what assisted living is for, is to facilitate independence for people who really are having trouble with some stuff and need some help. And look, when it comes to making that decision and being honest about it and taking it on, I know it's very difficult. I know you have a lot of questions. That's why you call assisted living locators. My friend John Horton, you ask him, no charge, doesn't collect anything from you. The idea is that he can help you figure out what's best for them and also what's the right place, because there's more than 30 options here locally, and how do you figure out which one is right for you and your loved ones? That's why you call assistedlivinglocators.com or 712-0887. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. I just saw this pop up. President Trump, former President Trump, very upset apparently at Ron DeSantis for his swipes at him yesterday in the comments about the, you know, hush money over porn star and allegations, and what some are calling a tepid defense of Trump. I thought actually it was a fairly good defense of him against the accusations and the inappropriate use of, the DA's office. But here's what he posted on Truth Social just about 19 hours ago. Ron DeSanctimonious will probably find out about false accusations, fake stories sometime in the future as he gets older, wiser, and better known. When he's unfairly and illegally attacked by a woman, even classmates that are underage or possibly a man. The what? Good Lord. I'm sure he will want to fight these misfits just like I do. And it attaches a picture from some place called Midas Touch that's got a picture of what looks like him and some girls at a party. Good Lord, man.
Local talk in the afternoon with Bobby Rossi, 4 till 7 is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Governor DeSantis calling for a ban on crypto created by central banks. We'll have that story and more right after this update from Fox News here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Kids, don't have to wake up early in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, because there's no school in the nation's second largest district.
When we fight, we win.
Thousands of school staffers are going on a three-day strike, and teachers like Max Rosenblum will join them on the picket lines in solidarity.
We are 100.